So now let's dive into creating that webinar registration page and continuing to build out your webinar funnel. In your ideal webinar funnel, you'll have four registration elements to maximize your attraction. You'll have a webinar registration page, a webinar sidebar ad linked to a lead page, a webinar sidebar ad lead box, and of course, utilize the dual opt-in feature, which allows people to register both for your webinar and your email list at the same time. You'll want to create your event in GoToWebinar's system. Make sure you're using GoToWebinar and not GoToMeeting. Before your event goes live, you'll want to customize your during event options inside a GoToWebinar. Now, the typical registration page in GoToWebinar looks kind of like this. To be honest, it's kind of ugly and boring, and the pages that we create here at LeadPages for you are definitely higher converting most of the time. One of the reasons why lead pages convert better than the GoToWebinar page is that GoToWebinar requires the three fields, first name, last name, and email address. When you create your webinar registration pages inside of lead pages, we insert the name friend into those first and last name fields and simply require the email address. Another problem with GoToWebinar's registration process is that it does not automatically add your new subscriber to your email marketing list. After your event is over, you'll have to export the list and import it into your email service provider, and in many cases, this is actually not allowed by those email service providers. The ideal elements of a registration page consist of the following. Number one, you want to make sure you have a hot headline that really grabs people's attention for a specific challenge that you're going to address on the webinar. It's also important to include a countdown timer towards when your webinar will start. Having the date and time on your webinar registration form is important, but the countdown timer gives people a greater sense of urgency, and we've seen here at LeadPages a higher conversion rate when that's active. You'll also want to include images of your guests and your hosts, and if you're doing a webinar by yourself, feel free to use your company logo or some other element to complement the page. And of course, you'll want benefit-driven bullets that will attract the attention of the casual visitor to this page that will compel them to want to sign up for your webinar. You may also want to consider social sharing buttons on this page so that as people are on this page, they can share it with other people. However, it's more important to include social sharing buttons on the thank you page, so we'll get to that in just a bit. Now, I just mentioned a few minutes ago the idea of dual-purpose opt-ins, which basically means that with one click, a new subscriber is signing up to both the GoToWebinar event that you've created and your email service provider at the same time. Once you've set up your GoToWebinar event, you can revisit your existing lead pages and lead boxes that you've already created and integrate those with your email service provider and your GoToWebinar event. After your event is over, you can then remove that integration or you can connect it to your next event. Now let me show you how to do this in GoToWebinar and LeadPages. Now, depending on your account at GoToWebinar, you may see a screen that looks like this when you log into GoToMeeting, in which case, click on the menu here to the right and choose GoToWebinar. Or if you go to GoToWebinar.com and log in, you'll see a page that looks like this. You'll click Schedule Webinar here in order to start scheduling your webinar. And finally, if you're using an older version of GoToWebinar or you've been grandfathered in at a higher account level, then your screen will look like this. You'll click on My Webinars to get into your webinars and start scheduling one. All the features are the same, they just look a little different in how you access them. So let's click on Schedule a Webinar, and after you've done this a couple of times, you'll be able to choose from a pre-existing webinar, but the first time you do this, you'll need to start from scratch. Customize your webinar name and description. Realize that this webinar name and description will show up in some of the email communication that GoToWebinar sends out. But don't worry too much about the description at this point, because we're going to be using lead pages to create the invitation page. Choose your date and set your time. Make sure you get AM and PM correct, and make sure you set up your end time. Choose your time zone, and I always recommend that you pick the time zone that's the primary one used by most of your audience, and decide if your event's going to recur or not. Click Save and Continue. You can upload a logo and a custom image, as well as a presenter image, but note that in the process we're setting up, this will only show up for that few seconds before your webinar begins. Click on Save and Continue after you've finished customizing these options. Next, you'll want to click this Clear All button to remove all of the required fields from the form. If you want to know additional information about your viewers before they actually register, you can enter a question in here. But I recommend that you leave this blank because any additional information you ask before the webinar starts typically reduces the conversion rate. Because we're using lead pages and the thank you page setting inside of our account, you can ignore this section at the bottom. Click on Save and email the invitation, finalize your event. If you want to make any changes to what you just did, you can always click on these edit links in order to customize it further. And you can also choose from these session settings to customize your event even more. We'll dive into the email notifications, for example, in a little bit. Now that you've set this up, let's go to My Account in your dashboard, click on Integrations, and make sure GoToWebinar is connected to your account. If it's not, click the Connect to GoToWebinar button here, fill in your information, and log in. Now let's go to the templates and choose a webinar registration page. As you may recall from earlier in the course, if you check this conversion rate button here, the top 8 of 9 lead pages are all webinar registration forms. Our highest converting one so far is this one here at the top left. I'm going to use this template for our demo, but please realize that any lead page can be used as a webinar registration page. So I'll click Use this template and start customizing the page. The first thing to customize is what happens when the opt-in button is clicked. I want to make sure that this form is connected to my email list, so I'll choose my email service provider from the integrations options and choose from the available forms connected to the proper list. The important step to connect this to GoToWebinar is here by clicking Yes and then choosing from the available webinars for the correct event. If for some reason you've forgotten this step and you go back and create a webinar, go ahead and click on Reload Webinars for it to show up here. Click on Customize this form, and just like we did earlier, you can make adjustments to the rest of this to customize it. So I'll replace this arrow image with a bouquet of flowers and change the text here. Remember to change the color of the button if you wish. And set the thank you page. To customize the countdown timer, choose your date from the calendar and your start time. Be sure to pay attention to what time zone you're seeing and make sure it's matched up to your event. Once you've set your time, go ahead and click on Done. To customize the social sharing buttons, click on the gear icon and click Edit, and you can leave this space blank if you want to share this page, or if you want to share a different page, you can enter the URL in here. The same thing goes for Facebook and Google+. Now customize the text box, change your call to action button by clicking Edit here, adjust your calendar to match your event, and then swap out the host image with your own. If you don't see your image, you can of course always upload a new one. If you're doing a webinar with only one host, feel free to swap out this image with your logo or with something that's a compelling image, or you can simply hide this entire second host option. Next, adjust your benefit bullets. Then you can customize the warning area, this highlighted sense of urgency, and the second call to action button. In the bottom area for this template, we have Facebook comments turned on. You can either hide these or edit where the comments are going to. Simply replace the comment URL with your Facebook page, for example, and click Done. Now that you've customized your page, name your page and choose a good link. Add your SEO tags to get more attention through search engines and social media. Remember, what you put here will show up on social media channels as well as the search engine results. Click on Done and then save your page. You can now view your page to see how it looks to the public. And of course, you can also see how it will respond, how it will show up on a tablet, and how it will show up on the phone. Now I've got a few tips for you for how to improve your registrations. First off, you'll want to improve your pre-content. In other words, all that information that you've been sending out to your new subscribers after they received your resource guide, you want to continuously optimize that. Second, when people register, you want to give them the opportunity for some instant gratification. That means that in addition to receiving their seat on your upcoming webinar, you want to give them something else that they can bite into. That can be another handout, or a short video, or a mind map of what's going to be covered. Next, you can improve your registrations by split testing your lead pages and your lead boxes. This is a fantastic feature that's included in our Pro and Enterprise levels here at Lead Pages, or you can always invest in more expensive software and do that on your own. Lead Pages customers also have the opportunity to use lead links, which allow your email readers to register for an upcoming webinar with one click. We'll talk more about lead links here in just a bit, and split testing will be covered in part 5 of this course. If you want to give out a handout or a mind map for your upcoming webinar, you can use your email service provider's welcome message which will require you to create a separate list for each webinar that you do. Or, of course, you can use the LeadPages lead magnet delivery system and sign people up to the same exact list each time, but each individual webinar can have a separate handout or mind map for that particular webinar. After you've created your handout, come back over to My Account and Lead Magnet Delivery and upload your file. Then come back to your lead page, click Edit, and add your file into the lead magnet system. Then you can customize your welcome message and then choose your lead magnet to deliver. And click on Done and make sure you save your page again. To publish this page online, click on the Publish button and feel free to use the lead pages link to share the page. But if you want to publish this to WordPress, it's pretty easy. We have a very simple lead pages plugin for you to download and upload through the plugin system on your site. From the Add Plugins menu, we'll choose the file, click Install Now, and then activate the plugin. Now you've got a Lead Pages tab here on the left, and to add this page to your website, simply click Add New, choose the lead page from your account that you want to display, and create a custom URL for it. Click on Publish, and now your lead page is live on your website. It's looking pretty good, isn't it? Notice these social media buttons automatically link to your website and the lead page you've just posted. Now let me share with you how to get more registrations by using the lead links feature within lead pages. A lead link is simply a one-click registration that goes out in an email, and with that one click, the person reading that email is added to your list and or to your webinar. You can use these lead links in your own email broadcasts or those of your partners. Please note though that due to their terms of service, AWeber does not allow subscribers to be added to new lists with just one click. However, if you are an AWeber customer, you can certainly send out an email with lead links inside to connect to your new webinar. They simply won't be added to a sublist. Let me show you how to make a lead link in lead pages. Very few email service providers allow you to use one-click registrations to new lists. Typically, they're only included in the very expensive ones, but here at Lead Pages, we've included that in our Pro and Enterprise level accounts. To create a lead link for your communication, click Lead Links at the top, then click Create New Lead Link, choose your integration, and customize this link. Set your thank you page, which will further explain what they just signed up for, and click OK. Then choose the email service provider from which you're sending your message, name your lead link, and click Save. You'll then take this step 2 code, copy it completely, and paste it into your email as the clickable link. So highlight and copy this code, come over to your message in your email service provider, but don't just paste it in like this. Highlight the text you want to be clickable, and add the link here.